Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston. Let's check in with Mr. John Littleton this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, John. You thawed out yet?
Hey. Oh, no. I am definitely not thawed out yet. And it's only going to get worse, you know, from all the weather reports I'm seeing. Man. It never fails. Yeah, it never fails. You know, tournament season starts and weather goes way downhill, you know. So, but, you know, it was brutal last weekend. But, you know, the guys still caught them. I mean, you know, there were some fish caught. Heck,
right.
little over 13 pounds won. You know, mm-hmm. Five fish. So, you know, there's some fish to be caught. You gotta get out there and find them. You know,
how
they
miserable
found
was
a few
it?
Fish. It was, man, I'm telling you, Mickey, it was, I am so glad
I hate
we
to
were
laugh
in my
at
partner's
you, but,
boat.
Hey, you guys are the ones that did it. That's why I can laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked like that Pillsbury Doughboy, you know, with all them clothes on. And, I mean, I've got good, you know, guide wear stuff. And I'm just so glad I was in my partner's boat, you know, and I could sit back there in that back seat and just, you know, cast around, take it easy. But,
right.
You know, I wasn't up there running that trolling motor and, you know, all that stuff. So,
right.
yeah, but you know we caught a few fish, Mickey. We ended up, we only had two keepers, but they were good. One was a 363, and the other one was a 356. So
right,
you know they were good fish. We're just way too early for them fish to start, you know, moving up or anything. Yeah, water temps down in the. We started out at 44, 45, and then it got up to 40. I think the highest we got was 49 mm-hmm. Later in the day. You know, and water clarity was, it was way off.
I bet.
You know, we found one area you might could see 8 inches.
Yeah, that's
you know, dirty. And I mean, it was just, you know, and I'll tell you, the two fish, you know, that we caught, you know, a few more fish, but they weren't, you know, they weren't keepers. But the two keepers we caught, you had, I think both of them might have been backlash fish. You know, I mean, where you throw out
yeah,
there and
the pure get a backlash dead stick, and, man.
Yeah. A minute later, you know, you pick up and go, oh, my God, I got a fish.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, they were, I'll tell you, they were sticking really, really tight to cover. That's just how it was. You know, they were not going to get out there and chase anything, put it that way. Right. So, but I don't know. We got another tournament tomorrow and one Sunday. So, we're going to get out there and try to find.
Thank God they're not next week, during the week. Boy, that's going to be raw, buddy.
Yeah, I think I think we're a week early, but, Major League Fishing is coming up to Conroe. Mm-hmm. I think the end of January. So, them boys are going to be in for a treat, But Conroe's on, it's just on fire again. Conroe's always good, but it took 29 pounds to win last Sunday.
My goodness.
So,
6 pound average.
And they had to. Yeah, somebody, I don't know if it was the winning team or not. I mean, I didn't get a chance to look at the sheets, but there was a 903 caught.
There's a good one.
A lot of these lakes like that, these bigger fish, the bigger bass, they'll move up and spawn early. They mm-hmm. always have. So, you'll start seeing a bunch show up. I know I got two tournaments on Conroe I'm fishing in March. And, it'll be like right in the middle of the rut for bass fishing, mm-hmm. So they'll be out there spawning up. So we'll get out there and try to catch some. But, I'm going to go out today and ride around. We've had a 2 or 3 days of decent weather, this week. So I don't know if it's improved a whole heck of a lot, but we will definitely get out there and ride around, try to, figure out something.
Yeah. But Richard sent, I forgot to ask Richard about that yesterday. He said that, what's the guy's name? He holds Ricky Bearden. Is that his name that holds the Conroe Big Bass? Said he passed away.
I didn't hear that.
That's what Richard was telling me. I'm trying to find a text now.
Wow.
It's like I only get like 2 million texts a week. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was shocking to hear that.
Yeah. Wow. No, I had not heard that, So yeah, that's one of the old time good bass fishermen,
Yeah.
So
I think his bass was like that big bass he caught was just under 16. It was like a 1590 something. Here it is, Ricky Bearden, Lake Conroe record bass holder, died January 7th.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Did not know that.
Yeah, Richard sent me that text the other day. I just now found it.
Yeah. Huh.
Terrible.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, Lake Conroe's produced some good sacks over the years.
They have. I mean, it's just a really good, all around lake. I mean, you can go catch them in 30 foot of water or you can go catch them in 3 foot of water. Mm. So, it's just good. But, we're not that good out there at Lake Houston, but, we'll have some 20 pound bags show up, a little bit later in the year.
Right.
But, yeah. I did want to mention, Mickey, they're still dredging out there, and for anybody that's running in the cut between the east and west cut, they got pipes run through there.
Right.
Once you go around Scott's Point, they got a barge sitting out there, a big pump barge, and they got pipe ran all the way up the bayou to almost to Ponderosa Marina up there. And they have markers on it, but the markers are way far apart. And you can run over the pipes in the bayou, but, you know, I didn't. I mean, you got to slow down. And
dropping off plane and idling between those markers just to be safe.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, you never know. Those pipes can float up, and they got some of those pockets, you know, that I call them, they're good pockets to fish. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're going up the bayou, there's some pockets off on the left and right to fish, and on that left bank, they got two of the really good pockets to fish. They got them blocked off. You can't get in it with because the pipe is about 8 inches out of the water. And that pipe, I want to say, is a foot and a half, 2 foot in diameter. So, you know, you can't get over it to get in there. So just, you know, be careful if anybody's, I know we had a meeting last night, and we had 15 teams signed up already, and I'm sure we'll get another 12 or 15 more tomorrow. So, you know, we'll have about 30 teams out there fishing this weekend. Well, Saturday. Sunday's an individual.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the bayou will get a lot of traffic. I didn't go very far up the bayou last Saturday, but I'm going to go way up today and look at, there's some pockets way up the bayou I'm going to go check out today and look at the water clarity and see what's going on up there. That's about the only place I didn't go last week.
You got a lot better weekend of weather than you had last weekend, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, you've been there, Mickey. It's just, it was one of those tournament days where, I mean, I started out cold, and I just stayed cold all day.
Yeah, that's miserable when you start out cold and you can't get warmed up and, you know, finish the day that way. It makes for a long, miserable day. Can't get comfortable.
Yeah.
It's hard to fish good when you're not comfortable.
No, and the fish weren't biting. You know, I mean, you know, one bite here, one bite. Yeah.
At least you can get a little action going. You're getting bites and catching fish. It'll cut the cold off a little bit. But when it's just dead slow like that, and you're having to grind and that, it makes it even that much worse. Always has.
Yeah, yeah. Your body temperature warms up when you're catching one about every 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, but that did not happen.
Mind
last
over matter.
Week. Yeah, you know? Yeah, it did not happen last week. So I hope it happens tomorrow. But you know, I'm starting out donating already. You know, so you know,
that's
I don't want to make that a pattern. No. We'll
all donators been. Just that's why you appreciate the paydays. The big ones.
Yeah.
Makes them that
much sweeter. We gotta share the money around a little bit.
Share the wealth. Spread it around. Keep everybody coming.
That's what makes us keep, you know, going and fishing. I mean, you know, it's and you know, we're not really fishing for the money. I mean, yeah, the money's good, but you know, I mean, we're just out there fishing competitive and you know, going to chase those bass, so you know.
That's it.
But we'll get there. We will get there.
Well, John, I wish you the best of luck this weekend, and at least you got some decent weather anyway. So somebody wants to call you, John, throw your number out. They can get a hold of you, brother.
Sure. They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or give me a text, and I'll call you back or text you back.
I got you. All right, John. Well,
all right.
You have a good weekend, and, hey, give it all you got.
I will. We'll see you, Mickey. Thank you.
See you, man.
Bye.
All right. That's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 518 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's run down to Texas City and let's check in with our good friend at Boyd's One Stop, Mr. Dave Fremont, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Mr. Fremont. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How you doing? I'm doing all right.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
It's all right, man. It's a beautiful morning. It's just getting kicked off, really. Oh, I mean, it's very little wind. It's pretty much slick water conditions this morning here in my neck of the woods, and right at 48 degrees. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but right now it's not bad. It's really nice. I just took my stroll out to the end and back, and of course there wasn't anybody out there getting it. There was a couple of folks, but they were bedded down in their vehicles. They had their rods stuck into the rod holders and the rocks, but wasn't much activity. But it's going to be a beautiful morning, and I think things will pick up quite a bit in terms of activity and people fishing.
Right.
Wait and see what happens in that regard. Yesterday, there was some, let's see, did I ride out there yesterday? Yeah, pretty much did, I think. Yeah, and the day before, and both times I made my stroll, there was some big big uglies, black drum being caught, wrestling them fish. Most everything was happening right there at the very end of the dike where everything kind of comes together with the Intercoastal Canal, the Texas City Channel, and the Houston right. Channel, and then where it all rolls into the Galveston Channel. So that little hub right there. That is a very, and at times extremely busy and potentially dangerous. And a lot of water goes moving through there. Sometimes, as you know, Mickey, it just, the tide will come ripping through that area right there, and you won't have any idea what the tide's doing unless you have a tide chart. You right. might think it's going out, and it's coming in. It's just totally mm-hmm. whacked out. And there's days when an Acme brick won't hold your bait down on the bottom.
No, that current runs through there like river current, man.
Yeah, it does. And you'll see those dolphin out there just having a ball. They'll be tossing just about any species of fish that you can imagine up there having a. It's like they're playing volleyball out there sometimes with flounder. It's a sight to see, but not too much of that going on right now. But there's always something going on out there, and that's a very, like we mentioned, it's a very busy area and a lot of water moving through. But today, everything's calmed down a bunch. It looks like maybe, from looking at the steam coming off the plants, it looks like it might just have an ever-so-slight kick maybe from the east or
yeah.
southeast, but not enough to, I mean, not enough to put much of a ripple on the water. So
it's no, it's, now I'm showing at Eagle Point, it's south at 1. Morgan's Point, it's east at 2. Galveston Channel, it's southeast at 1, so it's variable.
Yeah.
It's calm and variable.
If you want to get out and make a boat ride or get out and try to catch some fish, I think this is your official Southeast Texas window of opportunity before this weather.
Here before next week. That's button down the hatches. It's coming next week.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife already put me on a big, nice list of things that's on her mind already, worrying about everything from draining the sprinklers to just all kind of stuff, you know. So,
I don't know. Here along the coast, we're not going to get any of that pipe breaking stuff. You know?
Nah. No, that's the way we're going to think about it until they convince us different.
I think we might hit 29 one night, you think? I don't know. That's not...
Yeah.
It's not that cold.
Yeah. It's not going to be bad. I was telling your fine producer, said it's all cold and going to be cold and miserable. I said, but in the blink of an eye, we'll be swatting mosquitoes and complaining about the humidity. It won't be no time at all.
Yeah.
But
the older I get, the better I love summertime. I'm not much of a winter guy anymore.
Yeah. I don't mind it so much if I don't have to get out in it, just kind of watch from the window. But it's I'm like you. Things start aching pretty quick, and you just don't want to.
I'm an outdoorsy type of person. I'd rather be outside than inside, and it just, winter just, they get harder every year.
Yeah. Well, it'll be all right.
At least we're still around. There's a lot of guys my age that aren't still here anymore. Just
no, sir. Yeah, you mentioned about a fellow there up on the lakes area that recently passed away. It's it seems like when you get as old as us, it seems like you're going to funerals and hearing about people passing more than you're hearing about babies being born.
Right.
It's that's always something. Well, we'll see how things go in regards to the bait situation. I'm hoping the shrimpers will get out today, and I believe they will. There's pretty much no reason not to. It looks like we got plenty enough water, and the conditions are right in terms of not being too windy and stormy. So hopefully the fellas will get out and we'll be able to replenish the bait tanks and stuff here at Boys One Stop. The flags are flying, so there is some residual bait. I don't know if they went out yesterday or not. I didn't hear, but I'm pretty sure they'll probably make a run into the channel today and grab some bait. But a couple of the flags are flying. I think there was a a live shrimp for sure, and I think some mudfish maybe, or maybe it was a finger mullet. I don't know. I hadn't heard much on the. Well, I have heard crabs has been slow as far as catching, and then what we have been getting from the crabbers has been pretty much, with the exception of a box or two for the bait shop. They've been exported up to the northeast where they call our crabs Chesapeake Bay crabs. They really put a fine name on them.
Good old Galveston Bay Blues, baby. That damn Yankee stealing all our crabs. Money, money, money.
Yeah. And, you know, they're like everybody, like everybody else.
The little two-week stretch, me and my buddies did our crabbing deal this fall. Man, they were... We didn't catch as many as last fall, but they were big. Oh, man, they were beautiful this year. We caught some.
Yeah.
Just beautiful crab.
Were they mostly males, if you remember?
Yes. Big blues. Yeah. Big blue males, buddy. Very few females and no throwbacks. I mean, they were all big, big mature blues.
That's awesome. Well, we haven't had a big abundance. Sometimes we will, but this time of year, I don't expect to see tons of crabs anyway. But we'll take what we can get. It's always good to have them. And for the folks that like to fish for these big old black drum and bull reds and such, they're an excellent bait, especially when we can get the smallest legal ones, which we call the number threes, the bait crabs. They're wonderful for gumbo or anything else too, but it's always nice to have them. Of course, I'll have that crab trap moratorium, that cleanup thing that lasts for about 10 to 12 days or so, and it'll be coming up sometime. I don't know if it's going to be. It's going to be in February, but it's always right about at the right time when the black drum run is in its peak. So it's always something. But we usually can come up with a few crabs here and there during that time. Get some. Sometimes they stagger that between us and Louisiana and such. So it gives us an opportunity to maybe pick some up. There's been a lot of talk lately. I don't know if you've been hearing about it, reading about it, about the wild caught shrimp versus the imported shrimp. And
there was some I saw a post over, you know, for Beach City, my area, a representative, I think Terry Wilson, she was gonna impose a house bill or something where people have to restaurants, they have to tell you whether it's wild caught Gulf shrimp or, you know, imported shrimp before they serve them or something. I don't know what it's all about.
I did hear
a little bit about what you're talking about.
There's been kind of a ruckus about a little bit of mudslinging going on here and there between people claiming that the restaurants say that they're wild caught when they're not. some sampling or maybe even some DNA testing and stuff. You know, it's just crazy, but anyway, it's a bad situation, and it gets all involved in the politics and stuff in terms of tariffs, and it kind of forces the hands of people at times, you know, to where so much of this imported stuff. And well, I think the country that sends us the most, I think, is India, in terms of shrimp. And you wouldn't know that or think it, but for their farm raised stuff, I'm pretty sure it's India. And, just crazy. But anyway, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of a bad deal. I know for a fact that, hands down, Boyd's has been a wild caught shrimp serving seafood outlet for many, many years, all the way back to where when I was a kid working with Gene Boyd when he opened the place up. Of course, a lot of that back then, Mickey, we were bay shrimping, and Gene was too. He was a bay shrimper, and so most of the bait and even our table shrimp was coming from Galveston Bay and nearby here in the area. Heck, we even finished and shrimp Moses Lake back then. But it's a totally different thing now with the pressure on so many people wanting seafood and such that nowadays most of your table shrimp you're getting are going to be the offshore wild caught Gulf of Mexico white shrimp, except when the browns are moving in. And so that's what we serve. And gee, good grief. And we've been moving mountains of it here lately. It's just, they're beautiful shrimp. And so, but you'll have people, crazy as it sounds, you will have people that will actually request some shrimp that's going to just about require them to be imported. That's some of those easy peel, you know, those quick peel shrimp and such. They're just, they're packaged and made for that. Yeah, but from what I've seen, they're imported variety. But you can always, when you come to Boyd, you can always ask, but you can just about always count on them to be wild-caught Gulf of Mexico shrimp.
That's the way I maybe do that. Wild-caught Gulf shrimp. I mean, hey.
Yeah. They might even be wild-caught Gulf of America shrimp one of these days.
That's exactly right. Well, that's fine. I'll just call it the Gulf anyway. I'll never call it.
There you go.
Just say hey, we're going to the Gulf. We live on the Gulf.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, they're just crawfish is king this time of year. Well, it's still a little early. This cold front, sure this snap.
Yeah, I figured it'd be slowing up with all this cold weather, huh?
They're predicting it's going to turn things upside down. You know, we had a pretty good early run, and it's all going to be okay. But those crawfish farms over there in Louisiana sit a little bit north of us, and, of course, a whole lot east. But their temperatures drop considerably more, and so it's going to be kind of wild over there. But we'll play it by ear and see. We got some in last night, and we filled some wholesale orders, and I hadn't even made my walk. I'm right here at the warehouse right now. When I hang up with you, I'm going to walk through there and see what was going on during the night. But anyway, it'll all come together. All I know is it should be a beautiful, glorious sunrise this morning, and I'm thankful for that. And we'll see how things turn out for this day and this weekend. I hope everybody has a safe weekend and get out there and try to enjoy a little bit of it before Mother Nature throws a little chill into us.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a hunker down week next week. Be good to get some, come down to Boyd's this weekend, get you a little seafood and everything for gumbo and other comfort foods during the week.
Yeah, Sharon's been cooking up some nice gumbo at Boyd's Cajun Grill. Yeah, cool. She's been slinging me a couple of messages saying, hey, put something out. I got a pot of gumbo ready. I said, yes, ma'am, coming on. So they've had some stuff going on, and like I say, they've been cooking up a little bit of crawfish, what they've had available, and so we'll just take it through the weekend and see how things go, and everybody stay warm, and we're at 227 Dyke Road right here at the base of the Texas City Dyke. The hours have been changing a bit. It's best to call that 409-945-4001 if you're planning on doing an all-nighter, which I don't think you're going to be doing this next week, but if you do, you might want to call. Yeah, call and check on the hours, see what we got going on. I have a feeling they won't be all night this next week. We'll probably shut down at 9 o'clock or something like that. So, Mickey?
Y'all stay busy down there. Y'all are some round-the-clock people, I'll tell you that. Well, you have a good, nice weekend. Enjoy the weather because it's definitely going to change quick Sunday night. Here we go.
You too, buddy. Y'all take care, and thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Good talking to you, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you, man. All right. That's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop, Texas City. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied's got you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down and check in on Captain Steve Hillman this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Steve. What's up, bud?
Good morning.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
It's going good. Getting ready to go angle.
Go do a little angling?
Yep. Yep. I don't know. It's a little too nice for me. I don't really like fishing in calm, dry conditions. I like
work. You know, some people just have to do it. Sorry, you got to put up with that.
That stuff we fished in, I guess it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the only day Frank and them could go. I tried to push it off, but it wouldn't have been so bad, but, man, it was raining and blowing 20 and 48 degrees. Other than that, it would have been real nice.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
but no, man, I was layered up. You know, I've got these Under Armour. I've got like three different sets of Under Armour thermals. And I wore like my 3X, like the quilted ones, and then layered up over that. And then my insulated bibs and jacket over that. And then my rain gear over that. I mean, I was like, I couldn't move, but I was like the Michelin man, but I was warm and dry, but I think I was the only one on the boat that was comfortable. And then I have these rechargeable hand warmers that Brooke got me for Christmas.
I got a pair of those last year, and those are the cat's whisker, buddy.
Oh, I tell you what, man.
Aren't those nice?
Yeah, they are.
I got two pair of them now. I can put one in each pant pocket and one in each jacket pocket. Man, you talk about nice.
Yeah, they're nice. But
haven't heard of anybody blowing up or burning up with them yet. Well, I'm sure somebody will short out and mess one up and get burned up.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with the hand warmers, but when I was little, they were hunting in East Texas somewhere. I was probably 14 or 15. And remember those Field and Stream?
Electric socks?
Electric socks.
Yeah, with the 9-volt batteries that you plug
into. Had a 9-volt battery in them, and I think it was sleeting or raining or both. It was really cold, and Dad and I were sitting in the deer blind. I might have been 12 or 13. I don't know. I was little, and mine got wet. My leg got wet, and it burned my leg real bad. The battery shorted out.
Right.
And there was another time I was standing too close to the fire. I think it was on that same deer lease, and standing too close to the campfire, and my one-piece camo, the leg on my one-piece camo coveralls caught on fire. That was the first time I ever cussed in front of my dad. But I did the whole drop and roll thing.
Did you hop, drop, and roll?
I did. Yeah, he told me.
They say stop, drop, and roll, but I hop, drop, and roll. It's hard to stop when you're on fire, buddy.
Yeah. But no, it's that was something Wednesday. We came in, I think, sometime between 10 and 10:30. I had Frank Mistretta and then Kent and then Frank's guy right. Works for me, young guy, and man, he didn't have any gear. He just had I don't know, pants. I don't even know what kind of pants they were, and some kind of water resistant wool top, and I was, God, he just looked so, I couldn't even look at him. Every time I looked at him, I mean, it made me cold. He just looked so miserable. But we caught, man, I think between throwbacks and everything, we caught like 25 fish total, but we only had 10 legal fish.
Yeah.
Nothing big. Then we had some oversized reds and stuff, a couple of slot reds. But, I mean, I guess it was worth it. I don't know. I was questioning that about an hour into it. And then yesterday I had a trip and it canceled weeks ago. And then I thought I had it filled, and then they weren't able to go. So I didn't fish yesterday.
Had a fall through.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's that time of year.
Yeah, it is.
People are not, I don't know. My people aren't all that antsy to get on the books right now.
I can't blame them.
And with these forecasts and everything, phone's really quiet. I did have one kid call me the other day, young guy, a couple weeks ago, and he said, "Man, I want to wade and catch a big girl. I want to go on a trophy trout trip." And I'm like, "Okay, do you know what part of the coast I fish on?" And I'm sitting here thinking.
Did you give him Jay or Cliff's number?
He said, "Man," he said, "I don't care." Yeah, he said, I'm willing to wait all day for two bites. And I said, "Well, shoot, you might hit the jackpot with me then." But
yeah, I'm your guy.
But no, I'm going to try to get him down to Matagorda. But we were supposed to go there today, and then things kind of changed. We're going to fish here.
Yeah.
But no, the other day.
They're a little slow that way. But, man, after this weather breaks, we get this real cold spell next week. And then we always get a good warm-up behind these big blasts like this. So those fish ought to be snapping here in 2 or 3 weeks.
I sure hope so.
The bigger ones, anyway.
Yeah, we had and I'm not one to sit here and talk about bites, but we had a lot of bites day before, or whenever it was, Wednesday. And, but man, if you couldn't fill them, it's the same old deal. We caught everything on soft plastics. I did throw a few hard baits, but I didn't really stick with it.
Right.
But we were just, we kept 8-ounce jig heads on, and I had the little Laguna shrimp sea shads on everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's what we caught virtually everything on. But we were just fishing down these ledges, just mud ledges, just lined with shell. And when it dropped down about 3/4 down, you'd feel a little tick, and your line might get tied. It might not. A lot of them just missed it.
Right.
And, you know, Frank and I were throwing bait casters with braid. And Kent, he throws bait caster, and he normally lights them up. He does, man. I mean, he's been fishing a long time. He fishes all over the world. He's a really good fisherman. And he's throwing mono, but he's throwing that trialine, that orange trialine that you and James throw, that Sensation.
Right.
And to me, that mono is probably has less stretch than most mono.
It does. Lines. That's why I use it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a little more sensitive and less stretch, and, you know, it still casts good. You can get a good, decent cast with it.
Yeah. And then Zach was throwing I had him with one of my spinners, you know, throwing braid. You know, I keep braid on all my spinners just because I don't want everything looking like a slinky. That mono just has too much memory, in my opinion, for a spinner. And I think he was getting a lot more bites than what he thought he was. He caught a few, and he caught his first red and all that kind of stuff, but man, it's just so hard when you throw on a spinner in that soft bite because you're just not in contact with it. We talk about it a lot, but I just think when you have that rod, I mean, that reel in your hand, and you got a good sensitive rod. And I've been throwing this HP Slam that Jimmy and Colby made for me a few months ago, and it's, of course, all the Waterloo rods are sensitive as all get out, but this rod's really light, really sensitive, and then that little Bates reel on there, that salty hundo, in the palm of your hand, you can feel it when the fish breathe on it, man. You can feel everything, you know, and that makes all the difference in the world. If you can't feel them, you can't catch them, you know.
Right.
But I've got some guys that throw spinners, and they do real well, but man, I'd like to see it this time of year in the soft, when they get this real soft bite. I'd like to get some of those guys on my boat that fish me in the summer that are good with spinners. I don't know, man. I just don't think you can. I don't think you can feel it as good, you know.
Right.
But we're gonna go do the same game plan that I did the other day. Today, hopefully, we have a little more time to fish than we did Wednesday. But water started getting a little stained where I was the other day because of the rain, because of the runoff. But I think we'll be fine. I actually, some of the areas I was been fishing got too clear anyway. So,
yeah.
We'll
enjoy
see.
This weekend. It's the last nice weather we're going to have for a while.
Well, it's the last trip I have till like Wednesday or Thursday. So,
well, good luck next Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, yeah, I'm seeing all kinds of forecasts. I don't know, Galveston.
They're all over the chart with it, but it's going to be cold. I mean, that's what it does in January. It gets cold.
I think our fish are safe. I mean, I don't want to stick my neck out too far on that deal, but our water temps the other day, they hit almost 50 this morning at Eagle Point, like 51 and a half. It's going to warm up some today. These fish are close to deep water. Some of them are in deep water already. I don't know. I think we'll be fine. I hope we're going to be fine. We better be fine. We can't afford to lose any fish these days.
Yeah, we'll get to enjoy some more turtle videos next week.
Turtle videos, and if somebody finds a dead fish on a shoreline somewhere, it'll be all over Facebook.
Yeah, oh my God, the sky is falling. They're all dead. Yeah.
That's it. It's over. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully we won't have a reenactment of 21. So,
no, that would not be good. But I think because of the gradual cool down, these fish are staged in the areas they are, and then everything's still pretty salty for the most part. And,
right.
You know, salt water takes longer to cool down than fresh water. I think we had a lot of rain. If we'd had a lot of rain leading up to all this,
right,
might have a few concerns. But most of our areas in the bay, where there's fish anyway, and you know where there are trout anyway, are pretty salty, and that helps too.
Sure.
There's things, of course, there's other things that go into it. You know, we're supposed to get a bunch of rain, and then you got the wind. The wind factors into the equation. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to it, but overall, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, as long as we get above freezing during the daytime. You know, and along the coast, we're not going to have the temperatures like they are in Houston. You know, everybody watches the local news, and you're seeing Houston temperatures. And the coast is always a little warmer because it's, you know, surrounded by water.
Yep.
And
lowest I saw for Galveston, and this is as
29,
of
29, I think, is the lowest one I saw for one
the
night.
The lowest I saw on the marine forecast is 31. So, see, they're all different.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's another day. Go ahead.
No, I'm showing one for my house. Now, Tuesday night on Trinity Bay, they are showing 25 for a low with snow showers.
Yeah. Yeah, that
but the next day, 37 to 40, so.
Yeah.
It's January. It's what we always do. We deal with.
Well,
all right, man.
Every year
I got to run,
hurricane.
Steve.
All right, man.
We did pull a hurricane this year, so we knew it was going to be cold this winter. So
bingo, Johnny. That's it.
There you go, dog. Well, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about doing some ice fishing this winter.
All right. 409-256-7937.
Doom and gloom guide service, baby.
That's it.
All right, man. Steve, you have a good day today. I hope you catch him up. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, see you, man. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.